Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Scheich.
Hey people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Scheich. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. Today, Israel and Hamas are back in the news, the top of the news, not only in Israel, of course, it's always the top of the news there, but the top of the news here in the United States as well. And so I thought I would take a moment today to try to explain why this is making the top of the news, what's going on, what are the options currently in this almost now year-long conflict between Israel and Hamas. Well, it's been going on for a long, long, long time, but an open conflict war since October 7th of last year. And so I thought I would explain kind of what's going on right about now so that you'll have maybe a better understanding than you would have if you just listened to newscasts about what's happening. So to do that, first I want to begin by giving you a sense of the major players at the moment in Israel that are in the top of the news. Not all the major players, but two of them. And also look at a map and that kind of thing, just to get a sense of exactly what's going on at the moment. So Benjamin Netanyahu is the prime minister in Israel. He is part of the political party there. It's called Likud, L-I-K-U-D, Likud. And they have, along with a couple of other smaller political parties, formed a majority government there in Israel. And Benjamin Netanyahu is the prime minister. So he's the prime mover there, if you will, politically in Israel. He does not get along at all, by the way, with President Biden or Kamala Harris in the United States. And so that has been a problem all along, as the two of them don't get along at all. Likud politically would not be aligned with the Democrat Party in the United States, be more aligned with the Republican Party in the United States, if there was such a thing as an alignment between those two politically. Then another person who is part of Likud also, but has been at loggerheads with Benjamin Netanyahu for off and on for these past 11 months and even before that, is named Yoav Gallant. He's the defense minister. Prior to October 7th, actually, last year, Netanyahu had fired him temporarily, and there was just outrage in Israel, and he was then reinstated as defense minister. So they've had a long history of not getting along with one another. But they're both in the Likud party, so it'll be like two Republicans or two Democrats in the United States not getting along at all, but being a part of the same party, if you will, if you picture it like that. Now, if you've been following the news at all or hearing kind of tangentially what's happening, there are these negotiations going on to try to get a pause in the war between Israel and Hamas, a ceasefire of some type, because there are over 100 hostages still in Israel, various nationalities. I think about 7 or 8 of them are even dual U.S. Israeli citizens held by Hamas. And so there has been negotiations going on for months now, throughout the summer and even before, led by representatives of President Biden and other nations, trying to get some kind of ceasefire so that some of these 100 plus hostages can be gotten out of the grip of Hamas. There are, of the 110 or so that existed as of a week ago, there are about 30 or 40 confirmed dead, and then the rest we don't know about. We're hoping they're alive, but anyway. So the idea is to get at least 20 or 30 living hostages out, and we'll talk about the various proposals in a moment. Now, one of the sticking points has been, if you've heard on the news, the Philadelphia, depending on how you pronounce it, Philadelphia Corridor, which is the border between Egypt and Gaza. If you're watching on YouTube, I just threw a map up on the screen. You can see there on the map Israel, then the Gaza Strip along the Mediterranean. The very bottom of the Gaza Strip, the south end of the Gaza Strip by the city Rafah, is the Rafah crossing is there. The Kerem Shalom crossing is there. But that 14-kilometer Philadelphia corridor is basically the border between Gaza Strip, and Egypt. And it's thought that most of the weapons that Hamas has received over the years, over the last 20 years have come through the Philadelphia Courier, been smuggled through the Philadelphia corridor there at the lower end of the Gaza Strip by Rafah City. So over the past months, Israel has progressed in their war and has taken over the Philadelphia corridor and is destroying all the tunnels underneath the Philadelphia corridor that run from Egypt into Gaza. The goal is twofold there. One is that no more weapons would be able to be smuggled into Gaza. Another goal, if you are thinking about this, is that the hostages would not be able to be smuggled out of Gaza and taken who knows where, to Iran perhaps. So that would be disastrous. Netanyahu of late has been saying for the past month or two, at least, that the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, will stay and maintain control of the Philadelphia corridor. This has caused some in Israel to be very upset because Hamas has not agreed to this. Hamas does not want the Israeli Defense Force to maintain presence in the Philadelphia corridor. Obviously, why not? So they can get resupplied with weapons. So Hamas is not agreeing to this, and therefore there's been no deal, and therefore the hostages are all still in Hamas's grip and control. Okay, so that's the importance of the Philadelphia corridor. Now, what's happened in the last couple of days that's caused this to flash up into the news is are two things really back to back. Let's start with last Thursday, August 29th. There was a security cabinet meeting of about 10 people in Israel, including Yoav Gallant and Benjamin Netanyahu. And these are supposed to be secret. Nothing is supposed to be known about these meetings. However, there's always somebody leaking something. Israel, I think, is worse than the United States in terms of how things are leaked from their political establishment, not from their security establishment or their, their kind of their CIA, FBI types over there, but from the politicians. Leaks happen all the time. So the leak was from the security cabinet meeting. They were arguing over whether there should be a hostage deal, and to get a hostage deal, withdrawing from the Philadelphia corridor for 6 weeks, which would get maybe 20 to 30 living hostages out, and then you could go back in and maintain control of the corridor. Or do you not get a hostage deal, maintain control of the corridor, and risk the hostages dying? Yoav Gallant has been all along in favor of pausing, getting a ceasefire, getting as many living hostages out as possible, saying on behalf of the defense establishment in Israel that we could always go back in and reestablish our control of these areas. Supposedly, and I frankly don't doubt this, at that security cabinet meeting on the 29th of August, Benjamin Netanyahu said, we must maintain control of the Philadelphia corridor, even if that means we don't get any hostages out. Well, that when that got out, and my guess is that Gallant or his allies leaked that out, when that got out in Israel, that caused an uproar, because there is, at least among a certain segment of Israeli population, not the whole population, there's divisions there, just like there's divisions here in the United States. But that statement on by Netanyahu caused great consternation, we'll say, on behalf of the political left in Israel. And so there was great concern. Well, 2 days later, six bodies were found in Rafah, down in the Philadelphia corridor area, as the IDF was making inroads in the tunnels there. Those bodies, as it turned out, unlike other bodies that have been rescued by the IDF, those bodies were recently murdered. In the last 24 to 48 hours before they were found, they were murdered by Hamas. All kinds of murdered at close range, shot various, numerous times at close range, and all killed by Hamas. Why? Because the IDF was getting close. The instructions of those holding hostages, the instructions by the leadership of Hamas, is if you have to, murder the hostages, don't let them get rescued alive by Israel. So they were murdered. Well, that's caused, of course, outrage around the world. It's interesting, however, to see where the outrage is placed. So basically, you have, if you are trying to get dealing with the situation in Israel, you have two options. One is to get a ceasefire in place, which will enable 20 to 30 hostages, hopefully, to get out. In order to have such a ceasefire, Hamas is demanding that the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, leave the Philadelphia corridor, alternatively, leave all of Gaza, allow Hamas to rearm for those 6 weeks. 20 to 30 hostages get out. The rest are all still there with no real plan in place to get the rest out. So that's one option. And part of that option also includes Israel releasing probably upwards of 1,000 or more terrorists from their prisons in Israel in exchange for those 30 hostages. There are some who in Israel who are saying, we must do this. We must make this deal no matter what the consequences are. Others are looking at that and saying, we cannot make this deal. We cannot give up the Philadelphia corridor. In fact, as I'm recording this on Labor Day, September 2nd, in the afternoon here in Lincoln, Benjamin Netanyahu has just finished a 50-plus minute speech laying out with great passion why he is not willing to have this deal where he gives up the Philadelphia corridor. And one of his points he's making is, if we give up the Philadelphia corridor, we may rescue 20 hostages. The other 80 all likely will be carted off to Iran and we'll never see them again. And so he's saying, and Hamas will rearm and all these, and the world opinion will not allow us to go back into Gaza, will not allow us to maintain security there. And all the gains we've had will be lost and Sinwar will come out of the tunnels, the head of Hamas, and proclaim victory. So Netanyahu has passionately laid forth his, set forth his reasons why he is unwilling to do this. I don't know, I haven't seen a full English translation of this. It's only, the speech was given in Hebrew, obviously, and I haven't seen the full English translation, but that's the basic gist of the major points he's making as I'm recording this in the afternoon on Labor Day in the United States. It was given around late in the evening in Israel today. So I'm sure we'll see more about this in the news as you're hearing this podcast, if you're listening, on September 3rd when I'm releasing it. All right. What has been the reaction of the killing of the killing of these six hostages in America and the United States? I thought I should share with you, both from President Biden and from Vice President Harris. Biden came out on Labor Day and said that Netanyahu was not doing enough to get the hostages out. So Biden basically is saying that Netanyahu needs to acquiesce to Hamas, that essentially the response should be, the response to Hamas murdering six hostages should be that we acquiesce to their demands. I will say, let's say it this way, I respectfully disagree. I don't know how you can acquiesce to the demands of murderers and expect them to no longer murder. That just does not make sense to me. Vice President Harris reported to have said, quote, we need to bring the hostages home and end the suffering in Gaza. Well, amen to that. And, quote, it is long past time for a ceasefire and a hostage deal. Well, amen to that. The question is, who needs to give on this? Who is she pressuring to give? Is she going along with President Biden and pressuring Netanyahu to give in? Or is she pressuring Sinwar and the leaders of Hamas to give in? That is unclear. But if I find some clarity on that, I'll certainly put that out there. We'll put that in the notes or whatever. But thus far, I've not found clarity there. I've only found statements that are, well, you can say amen to her statements, but they don't really, when you dig right down into it, mean anything, because they don't tell you where she stands on this. The Times of Israel has reported that, quote, the United States has reportedly conveyed to Israel that it should consider scaling back its military activities for fear the terrorists might kill more hostages as the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, operate in the area. In other words, Times of Israel, which is a left-wing publication in Israel, says that, now again, I don't know whether to believe this or not, but this is their reporting, that they're reporting that Israel should scale back its military activities for fear that the terrorists might kill more hostages. So in other words, they're saying essentially the same thing that what Biden is saying in public, and that is that Hamas has killed these hostages, has murdered them in cold blood, because the Israeli Defense Forces are getting close to these hostages. And so we should, Israel should back away, acquiesce to Hamas's demands in order to get the hostages out. Well, you can have your thoughts about that. Netanyahu would say, we cannot acquiesce to the demands of these terrorists. If we do, they'll simply make more demands. They'll simply kill more hostages. They'll simply take more hostages. Over the years, the United States has, in general, dealt differently with hostage situations than has Israel. United States, generally speaking, not always, but generally speaking, has said we will not negotiate with terrorists who take hostages. And if they take hostages, the hostages may very well die because of that. But if we negotiate with the terrorists who take hostages, that will simply result in more hostages being taken, more lives being lost. So the United States, not always, but generally has refused to negotiate. Israel, on the other hand, has had a policy over the years of negotiating with terrorists who have taken hostages. And Netanyahu is, I think, seeing the result of that. And many in Israel are seeing the result of that negotiation. They are seeing that when a hostage is taken and you negotiate for the release of the hostage, then two more hostages are taken. And when you negotiate for the release of those two hostages, then four more are taken. And now, all the way to October 7th, over 250 hostages taken. You never get anywhere when you negotiate for the release of hostages. And so as difficult, as challenging, and as hard as it seems, what needs to happen here is Israel needs to stop negotiating for the release of hostages. That means, essentially, you are potentially condemning those hostages to death. That is an extremely hard position to take. And, well, you will not win elections if you take that position, that's for sure. Nevertheless, that historically has been the case. When you negotiate for the release of hostages, you simply wind up with more hostages taken and more hostages killed. We, I guess, as I would say this as we end this, I don't have great answers to this situation that will result in saving those hostages. I just don't, because Hamas is going to fight to the death. They love death more than we love life. They've said that numerous times. They will fight to the death. And so likely those hostages, most of them, unless they're rescued alive, will die. Or negotiations will happen. A few live hostages will be released, and then more will be taken later. That's the sad reality that we face in the Middle East today. What do we do about this? Pray. What else can I say? Pray for wisdom for leaders around the world, for leaders in Israel. Pray for this war to be concluded quickly and decisively, that these terrorists who would murder in cold blood would be, well, their lives would be ended. Send them to Allah as they wish. That's the only answer I see here. Very grateful for the pausing in fighting that's happening, if you've been following that in the news. But currently, over the next week or so, there's going to be various pauses. Israel is going to pause the fighting in Gaza in order to vaccinate over 600,000 Gazan children against polio. So that's the kind of country Israel is when it is acting according to its principles. pausing fighting to vaccinate 600,000 children who will potentially grow up in 20 years to be enemy combatants. But that's what they're doing. I'm very grateful for that. We want to pray for release of the hostages. Pray for these families that are enduring just unbelievable suffering as they wait word on their loved ones. Pray. That's all we can do. And ask for wisdom for world leaders, wisdom for the United States leaders, for the leaders in Israel as well. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope it helped you understand a little bit of what's going on currently in Israel. I want to encourage you to write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know insights you might have. Let us know topics you'd like us to talk about here on the podcast. Remember that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength and soar on wings like eagles. Thanks for listening to the podcast today.